Yeah, okay, the second stickle my yelich, you can load lots is velovoi. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I got to want to be moist one thing on the Friedrich stickle my shloch, there's a Yisoy to stick a stickle my shloch, and another mokum, I think maybe the Besyankiv, sorry, I think the Besyankiv says it, but it's a famous word, it's put on many Sifrei Chassidus. Moshe Rabbeinu was considered the Novi, the Onov Mikol Odom, Vish Moshe Onov Moit Mikol Odom, Ashal Pnei Adam, right? Says Moshe Rabbeinu was an Onov, what does it mean Onov? The world is used to the title all of means my heart for sich klein nee ich bin garnished ich bin garnished. What does it mean you're garnished? They say that the Chesla of Rom of Radomsk once was doing a shidduch with one of the rabbis hoifen in Poilu, something gay or what the name of that hoif was, of that chotze. So he sent an emissary, he sent a shliach to be poetic. He wanted to hear a little bit about that chotze before he does the shidduch. So the other person comes back, the shliach comes back, says, Frektim, no, what did you see over there? So he said, I saw Aoyla Mamish, they all machsh of themselves as if he gunished. Mamish, I know them as if he gunished. Abbe says, oh, what's the Abbe? What's the Abbe? Yeah, he says, Abbe, what's the Abbe? He says, Abbe, the andre, there's a gunish ever gunished. The other people, they consider like a gunish ever gunished. They're gunished, everyone else is gunish ever gunished. Back upon him.
They look at
themselves as mamish garnish, but the endems are garnish, ever garnished. They say the famous miser with Yom Kippur, the Rav was standing next to one of the Parnasei Akol, one of the Rosh Akol. He was standing over there, he was clapping over the Al-Khaitz, and he said, that was by Shachis, and afterwards by the Aliyahs, he put up a whole fight. He wanted a certain Aliyah. And he put up a ganze fight for Sehista, the end of beginning the Aliyah. He should really get the Aliyah. So the Rav asked him, Echvashtenish, I heard you before over there, you were clapping over there, and the Imam is Alfani Bechayi Kalvachayim Bechayim Bechayim Bechayim. So what have you mean that there are Aliyahs? He said, Alfani Bechayi. He says, Bezkerecht. I want me to clap the Rabbi Yisrael, Alfani Bechayi. I'll clap Yenem, Yenem Bezach Ege for me. Okay. But the Pshad is either the Moshe Rabbeinu was on the Mikol Adam. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know that he was the one that went up to Har Sinai. He wasn't Shemayim, the only person ever. Abraham Yoim, Abraham Laila. He didn't know that. He thought God's Klai Yisrael was there like 80 days, and he was only there 40 days. What's the gemeint? Teretz is like the Meshulah, I think. Onov does not mean that a person doesn't know his Madregis. If a person doesn't know his Madregis, it's Tam Tipshis. Onov Zavada mentions Ma Kenzai Madregis. I mentioned Kenzai Nekoichis. He knows exactly what he's all about. Onov means that he holds that he wasn't memale his tafkid all the way, like someone else was memale his tafkid much better. About that, my tafkid is a much higher tafkid, but I have so much more to fulfill biyachas to what I'm capable of doing. Again, I halchim bazayin shleimus. He's much closer to shleimus than I am to my shleimus. That's called onov mikol adam. I'm much more distant. I have much more left than the other Yid, which is a Sachapashti Yitake, but he's much closer to Shleimus. He's been Mali, his Tafkid, his Tachl is much better than me. Fine, okay, let's look at the Meshlech. The Yuchal Oit Losses Velovi, Haino, Vyema Zeh, the last day of Moshe Rabbeinu's life, Nishlam Moshe Rabbeinu Vasholim, Vishleimus Amiti. Moshe Rabbeinu was Nishlam to Givaldi Gishleimus, the Emmis of Shleimus. Hashem is Bor Chosam Shmoy Olof, the Ebishtu was Chos Mishmoy Olof. He said, oh, Chos Mishmoy Olof means that the Ebishtu was. Gave him, as if you say, Yashikach Shabbat, the Ebishter gave him a shleim, as I got to everything was perfect. Chosam Shmoy Olof, Besmaina Mensch. Right, that was the last day of his life. Really, calls Mashallah Nishlam Adam, as long as the person wasn't Nishlam, Yochel, Yuchaloid Lahasik, Lagia Lamaitis. A person can still reach Maitis. A person can still be Masik, he can still go up Madregis. A person is a Heulich. Yeah? Ach, Yuchel Gam Gilchas Shon La'abit Mashisik Mikoitim. A person can still lose. You can be both. Yeah. A person, once a person reaches shleimus, you can't lose what you had. But you can't reach anymore. Since I reached my shleimus, this is it. I'm done. I can't go up or down. I can't reach anything else. I can't go up, I can't go down. Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Klal Yisrael, what was he trying to tell the Yidden over here? Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Klal Yisrael that I reach my Madrege, I can't be oil of Yoyrit. Oh, but the Yidden, this is all part of Mishneh Torah, all part of Moshe Rabbeinu's Musa to Klal Yisrael. Oh, but Yidden, the kind of Chivatin, you can still do Tshuva, you can still be Oyle. Madrege is because he's still Oylech. You're still Oylechim. You're not Oymed anymore. Ich bin schon Oymed. I can't change myself anymore. I'm done. Oh, but you still have Koyches. You still Ben Achayim. You're still able to go up Madreges. I've had you can lose Madreges, but you're still able to go up Madreges. That's the Chayyim, what the Meshul is trying to say when Moshe Rabbeinu is giving over to Klal Yisrael. And I heard also from the Zayde, the Rebbe Chavruch used to say that on this pasuk. He used to say that many times Vayedach Moshe Vidav, but not this year, but many times this pasuk is read on Shabbos Tshuva. And if you look in the pasuk, Vayedach Moshe, where did Moshe Rabbeinu go? Why is it Vayedach Moshe Vidav? Different than Kol HaTorah Kula. Kol HaTorah Kula says, Vayidabe Moshe Sadvar Meila. Vayayme Hashem, Vayayme Moshe. Vayidabe Moshe. He says, Vayedich Moshe, Vayidabe. Where did he go? Who's he gegangen? So the Rebbe used to say always that Moshe Rabbeinu over here was making a cheshbon nefesh. On the last day of his life, he was making a cheshbon nefesh. This is part of his cheshbon nefesh. Like the Meir Shloich says, he's making a cheshbon nefesh. He says, give a cook now, I'm able to look at my whole life. And I can't fix anything. I can't go up, I can't go down. This is it. I'm making a cheshbon nefesh now. What did I accomplish in my life? Right? Says Moshe, to make an emes a cheshbon nefesh, many times when a person is in a situation, you're in a nesoyin, you're in a madreg, you're in a matzev, you're in a situation, it's very hard to assess the situation. You have to leave the situation if you want to be able to be shoykel, to be able to take a look objectively at the situation that you're in. You have to leave that situation. You have to look at it from the outside. Because when you're inside, you have negiyas, and it's very difficult to assess it objectively. So Yedich Moshe Rabbeinu, the last day of his life, left everything. Like the Meir Shloich says, he was nigma, nishlam, that's it, I'm done. Now my whole life, I'm not anymore in my life anymore, even though I'm still alive, the poil. But I'm not in my life anymore, which means because I can't go up, I can't go down. I can't fix anything. I'm already like any shlita beyond my mother, like Chazal say. There's no shlita. I can't fix anything. Now I'm out of my matziv. I can look at my life objectively and I can make an emes a cheshbon nefesh. Because now I'm looking at my whole life like from above, from outside. I'm not in the madrega. I'm not in the matziv anymore. I'm not in the situation. And then he began to make a cheshbon nefesh, start talking to Klal Yisrael, make a cheshbon nefesh. And the first step of the cheshbon nefesh was, Ayuchad Oidot Zivlovi, I can't fix anything. Yidden, Chab Tzarein, and Arbit, and try to be Oidot Madregis. Okay, let's do the Aruch HaShem now. I'm surprised he had nothing.
I think last year you mentioned that Rebbe Zichron Levrucha used to say that that's why Fadim Futmenta, that's why you go to a tzaddik Anash Hashanah, to gain objectivity?
Could be. Yeah. I'm talking. You're right.
That, I want to hear it. I don't want to say it.
You're right. He mentioned it, not every time he said this word, but he said the reason why you go to Rebbe Rosh Hashanah is because the Rebbe helps you to make a cheshbon nefesh objectively. The fact that you buy a tzaddik, the tzaddik helps you reach your shoresh neshamah to be able to. You go out of your matziv by the fact that you're traveling away. You go out of your matziv to be able to. What?
Because the tzaddik is outside of your matziv. You mean?
The tzaddik is outside of your matziv. He helps you come out of your matziv as well. He helps you leave your situation, leave your matziv, to be able to be emes a cheshbon nefesh. Because if you're in, if you're a shon, you're in the same blood like that you are all year. It's very difficult to make a cheshbon nefesh. Because you're in the situation, yeah, you still have those negiyas. You have to pull yourself away from everything, from your regular holoch yelich, and be mizboinen on your whole chayim objectively.